trod through this valley. I will feel no evil, 'cause I know my enemies fight me every day. I will fear no evil. Though my enemies set threats in my way, still
Guantanamera, you soy un hombre sincero. ¿De dónde crece la palma? Yo soy un hombre sincero. ¿De dónde crece la palma? Y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Cultivo una rosa blanca en julio como en enero. Cultivo una rosa blanca en julio como en enero. Para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca.
Y para el cruel que me arranca el corazón. Gardón y oruga cultivo, cultivo una rosa blanca.
De un pesar profundo entre las penas sin nombre, yo sé de un pesar profundo entre las penas sin nombre. La esclavitud de los hombres es la gran pena del mundo.
No me pongo. Season greetings to everybody from Playing for Change. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We got to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We got to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. We gotta wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Blind man sitting on the corner crying, crying out the blue. I see. I don't want a dollar. Don't you give me no dime until you bring back that new girl. Oh, 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 oh my.
That don't bother me, no. Till I find is Razo, Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost.
Nada, sobran las palabras, brillan tus pupilas, nuevo amanecer. No me digas nada, que no me besa como me besaba. Se extinguió la flama que encendió tu ser. No me digas nada y quédate callada. Si ya no me quieres, ¿qué le voy a hacer?
Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
You belong with me. You belong with me.
This is a story of a little girl who dared to dream big. From her earliest performances and we do mean early to her first big break.
That was my first huge crowd experience. Then I was addicted.
And the challenges along the way.
And I went through periods of time where I didn't have friends. That was tough as a mom to hear the shunning.
She didn't know it then, but even as a kid, Taylor Swift was fearless.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 11. I want a record deal. If you give me a call, that would be awesome.
We'll show you everything that went into making Fearless happen and share with you the inspiration behind some of your favorite songs.
It was a song about a breakup that I had to really address.
Come on the road with Taylor for her first headlining tour. Spend the next three nights backstage, on stage, and around the world for Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
Skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, and the streets with you and your worn-out jeans. Can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Lying on a park bench, thinking to myself, is it this easy? You've got a smile and you light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say it fine, I know you better than that. Hey, what you doing with the girl?
My first memory of loving music happened so early. We would always go to the beach in the summer, and I would run from blanket to blanket, from family to family, and just sing.
Yay, Taylor! Whoa!
I got my first guitar when I was 8 or 9 years old. I couldn't motivate myself to learn because my fingers were too small. I always had the guitar around and had it in the corner. And when I was about 12, this magical twist of fate, the guy who my parents had hired to come fix my computer, I'm doing my homework, and he looks over and sees the guitar in the corner, and he was like, do you play guitar? And I said, oh, no, I tried, but I, no. He said, do you want me to teach you a few chords? And I was like, yeah, yes. That was that. I was just relentless about wanting to play all the time. I was songwriting for all of my free time after that. I think the first
first full song that I ever wrote was called Lucky You, and it was about this girl who dares to be different. At that time, that was sort of, you know, describing herself. I got teased a lot, and I got made fun of a lot, and I, you know, went through periods of time where I didn't have friends because all the other little girls were going to sleepovers and playing soccer, and Taylor wanted to sing on a stage, and that was a little bit different. And I stood there in the middle of the giant basketball arena and with my little sparkly American flag shirt and my white pants and my red headband. I was very patriotic looking. I don't think I had ever been that nervous in my life.
Once again, Taylor Swift.
They would do a write-up in the local paper, causing a not-so-fun day for me the next day at school.
My worst time of the day was when I went to go pick up Taylor at school, and I would know that things maybe hadn't been so great that day at school, and so I knew I was going to hear whatever happened. And so that was tough as a mom to hear the ostracizing that went through, the literally the shunning that would take place at school, where she would sit down at a table with her lunch tray and everyone would move. As a parent, there is nothing more painful than hearing that your child is in pain. You'll take any bullet for them, but you realize that this is also something that they have to go through.
So that's when I got it in my mind that there was this magical place called Nashville where dreams come true, and Faith Hill got discovered, and I thought to myself, Nashville, well, I've got to go there. I begged my parents for, I think, a solid year. Please, can we take a trip to Nashville? Just nonstop. I want to go to Nashville. Just relentlessly.
It was all she talked about. So on spring break, we went to Nashville to go check it out.
Everyone you meet in Nashville has the same dream. And a lot of them wanted to be exactly what I wanted to be, which was an artist and want to be on the stage in front of a lot of people.
Taylor would, you know, say, that's Mercury Records, pull over. You know, I need to run my demo CD.
I'd get out and I'd run up to the door. Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 11. I want a record deal. If you could give me a call, that would be awesome. I knew that I had to figure out some way to be different, some way to get better and have more to offer. Music was something that was so necessary for me to be happy. I would play for hours and hours until my fingers were bleeding.
She never put it down. She wouldn't put it down. We'd have to literally say to her, all right, put the guitar down, come to dinner, then you can go right back and play. But it became a matter of forcing her to put it down at that point.
I just fell in love with it.
Decided to move to Nashville when Taylor had actually been offered a development deal. At that point, we knew we weren't just proud parents and that maybe we should put her in the area where she could make the most of it.
When I was 13, I landed a meeting with a record label in town, RCA. They gave me a development deal, which is basically like, we believe in you, kind of. We're going to watch you. It's not like you're making an album now.
Taylor and I would go in there sometimes once a week with new songs that she had written. They would look at us and say, well, it's getting a little closer. They weren't saying, yes, that's a great song. Let's put it on a record.
At the end of the year, they had a chance to either sign me or watch me for another year without commitment.
They looked at us and said, you know what? We're not ready to offer a record deal.
I did something that you don't usually do in Nashville when you have an in with a record label. I walked away because I had a feeling that I was not going to be able to record my own music that I'd written.
I looked at her sort of panic-stricken, like, this is a major record label. You don't get that every day. Are you sure you want to walk away from this? And she said, absolutely.
I had this showcase at the Bluebird Cafe, ironically the place where Faith Hill got discovered. And I played my guitar and sang a bunch of songs that I'd written. There was one guy in the audience named Scott Borchetta.
So he came up to me after the show and he said, I want you on my record label and I want you to write all your own music. And I was so excited. And I get a call from him later that week and he goes, hey, so good news is I want you on my record label. Bad news is that I don't actually have a record label yet. Well, he explained to me that he doesn't have a building. He doesn't have a name for it. He just has this dream that he wants to do it. And so he says, will you just please wait for me? And for some reason, I was willing to wait for that.
Because she believed in the person who was going to be running that record label, and he really believed in her.
I knew that if I could be a part of building something from the ground up, of being the first artist on a brand new record label, that would be okay with me as long as I could do something really adventurous and bold and new. So I signed my record deal with Scott Borchetto, and I was making an album full of songs that I had written by myself. This little red thing, this red guy is the best windscreen you got, so they won't hear that. It's awesome. There was no inclination that this was gonna work out, but we really believed in it. Putting out my first single was just such a cool experience because I just didn't know what was going to happen. I remember putting the physical CD singles into envelopes to mail out to radio with my mom. I got to go on radio tour. And you hear tour, you think tour bus? No. Rental car. Taurus. Me. In the back seat.
Hi, baby.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I brought you cookies.
Sure did. Look at that.
Going from radio station to radio station to radio station, and every time I would go into a new radio station, I would play in the conference room for a couple of DJs, and I would like beg them to put me on the air, and it worked. My album sold 39,000 in the first week, and then over time, it started to sell like this. Then something really crazy started to happen. I was opening up for every single country headliner imaginable. I was opening up for Brad Paisley, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, like all these people I'd always wanted to open up shows for. I was a nervous wreck. I'd rehearsed nonstop over and over again, but I loved it. Those were some of my favorite times. For this song, I would love it if you would have your cell phones and glow sticks or anything sparkly that you might have. Hold them up for me. And I would love it if you would sing along with this song. Because this is the first song that you ever heard from me.
My bed isn't there. such a cool energy walking through that crowd. People are crying, and I love excitable people, so it was one of my favorite things. I hug a lot of people over the course of that song. I show a lot of extra love to the little kids that I know are there for their first concert. It was really important for me to go out there and actually say hi to people and thank them for coming and be right there next to them, because I'm always going to want to go the extra mile for them, because I can't believe the extra 1,000 miles they've gone for me.